Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. On today's show, the labor market is nearing the record of 21 million members after a successful Easter campaign. Plus, we'll discuss how domestic public debt is dragging down the economy. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with a look at Spain's labor market, which is nearing a record of 21 million affiliates after a successful Easter campaign. More than half of the new jobs in March were concentrated in sectors related to tourism, such as hospitality, commerce, leisure, and health. Despite widespread rains during the recently concluded Easter week, an excellent employment campaign was recorded in March, boosted by these holidays celebrated at the end of the month. James, our correspondent for Simply Economics from Mexico, is here to discuss this further. Can you tell us more about this situation?
Certainly, David. March 2024 has had the second best March for affiliation in the historical series, which began in 2002, having registered 193,585 new contributors to the system, closer than ever to the record of 21 million affiliates. This good data has been endorsed by the seasonally adjusted affiliation figures, which indicate that the system would have even exceeded the barrier of 21 million affiliates, registering 21,032,661 workers contributing in that month, according to figures provided by the Ministry of Inclusion, Social Security, and Migrations.
What about the unemployment figures?
The unemployment figures were also positive, with a decrease in the number of unemployed registered at the CP offices of 33,405 people, leaving the total number of unemployed at 2,727,003. However, this cut was slightly lower than in March of a year ago, when the record employment figures that were recorded that month led to a decrease in unemployment that approached 50,000 fewer unemployed.
Can you tell us more about the sectors that have seen the most job growth?
Yes, the sectors most related to the Easter tourist campaign are the ones that have concentrated more than half of the new jobs. Specifically, these greater gains in employment have been recorded in hospitality, with 81,151 new contributors in March. Commerce, with 13,642 more affiliates in that month. Recreational and entertainment activities, with 4,000 new workers. And in health, with another 10,000 more.
And what about the types of contracts that were signed in March?
In terms of contracting in March, the downward trend in the number of contracts signed in the month, and also compared to 12 months ago, was repeated, which would point to less rotation in the labor market, which is positive news. However, it is not so much the fact that fixed contracts fall much more intensely. There are 18% less than a year ago than temporary ones, 11.5% less than in March 2023.
Thanks for joining us, James. Now, shifting our focus to another Latin American country, Venezuela's internal public debt has been one of the major economic challenges the country has faced in recent years. This debt, which refers to loans the government has obtained from national sources, has reached alarming levels and has had a significant impact on the country's economic stability. To delve deeper into this issue, we have our correspondent from Simply Economics from Mexico. Can you explain to us how this debt has grown so much?
Certainly, David. According to data from the Central Bank of Venezuela, at the end of 2022, the internal public debt amounted to 33.7 trillion bolivars. That's 30 times more than the internal debt we had just 5 years ago, which was 1.3 trillion bolivars. This excessive increase in internal debt is mainly due to the government's recurrent practice of issuing debt securities to finance its public spending and cover the fiscal deficit. This strategy has been used as an escape valve in the face of a lack of genuine income derived from a productive and diversified economy.
And what are the effects of this internal debt on Venezuela's economy?
The effects of this internal debt are devastating for our economy. Firstly, it has contributed to the acceleration of inflation, as the government has resorted to monetary issuance to pay the interest and capital of this debt. According to the Venezuelan Public Finance Observatory, the inflation rate in Venezuela for 2023 reached 193%, a figure that coincides with the Central Bank of Venezuela's figure of 189.8%. Additionally, the burden of internal debt has drained resources that could have been allocated to productive investments and the development of key sectors of the economy.
What about the risk of default on this internal debt?
That's another worrying aspect. Since the government has used extraordinary resources, such as oil revenues and international reserves, to meet the payments of this debt, there is the possibility that at some point it may not be able to meet its obligations. This could trigger an even deeper financial crisis.
So, what needs to be done to address this issue?
It is essential that the government implements responsible policies to control internal debt, promotes productive investment, and diversifies the economy to reduce its dependence on oil revenues. Only then can Venezuela begin to rebuild its economic stability and lay the foundations for sustainable growth in the future. This includes market reforms, anti-corruption measures, and debt restructuring negotiations with lenders. Only through responsible fiscal policies, respect for property rights, and the restoration of access to international financial markets can Venezuela hope to overcome the challenges generated by its high indebtedness.
That was a comprehensive overview. Thanks to Abby for shedding light on this critical issue. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.